Adar. Let's say it eats young grapes. Rashi says, Anovim dakim piaschalosom liachas sheporchu. After it starts to blossom, after the buds come out, it's not fully grown yet. That's called smother. So if your animal eats up these young grapes, Rabbi Yeshua Imer, Roya Noisa Kilo Ein Anovim Oimdes Litzer. Same as before. You don't have to pay how much it's worth now. It's not worth too much now. You have to pay him how much it would have been worth if it would have been fully grown. So we have to wait and see how much grapes are worth when they're fully grown, and that's how much you have to pay for. Because you ruled his grapes. His grapes would have been that size. Now that you cut it down young, you have to pay for that. Again, the Chacham say no. You pay how much it's worth right now. You pay how much the field is worth right now and how much it would have been worth. Right, I mean, how much is worth right now without this grapes and how much it would have been worth right now with the grapes. So you pay according to the value right now. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu Aymer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that the Medvar Mamurim, when is this said? This man, Sha'ochlo Lul Vegafanim. He ate the young vines, or else Yechur Retainim, the younger figs. Avloch lo pagim of a full of grapes already. I boiser a pagim. I think it means a full of the dates. Dates when they're the figs when they grow. You can see them already. I boiser else the grapes. You can see the grapes already. Then everybody agrees. Once they started to blossom, started to grow already. Even though they're not fully grown yet, then everybody agrees like that. Roya noisun kilo anavon on this litzer. That you have to pay how much it would have been worth if it would have been fully grown. In other words, once the fruits start to grow, it come out like koriv, that's going to be big and be a good fruit. So if you ruin it, when it already started to grow, it's called you ruined a gesunta, nice big fruit. So you have to pay how much it would have been worth if it would have been fully grown. Yeah. Now, ketani miyath, what did we learn in this braisa? The chachamim, the chachamim say, royin oisan, kam oisa yofa, v'kam hi yofa. It says you have to pay for the damage here that your shore went into somebody's field and ate up the fruits there, ate up the vines there, or ate up whatever it is, the vegetables there. It says, how do you pay? How much is worth right now? And it does not say here that we value it, this row, against 60 rows, like our Mishnah said, like the Brisa before. So the Churitz is theory then. Ela, what do you have to answer? Ela, mayaslak lameima, b'shishim. Even though it doesn't say the word shishim, of course it means b'shishim. It means you value how much this row is worth now, not valuing itself. But again, take a field that's 60 times as much. How much is that field worth with one extra row or without the row? That's how we evaluate it. So even though it doesn't say it, that's what it means. So maybe by Adam it means the same thing also by Adam Amazik then. Hokinami Bishishim. Here also, by the case when Adam chopped down the tree, they also, even though it doesn't say it, maybe it still means Shishim. So that wouldn't be a proof that Adam Amazik is different, like Rish Lakish wanted to say, like Rish Klusa wanted to say, maybe even by Adam Amazik also, when you knock down fruits, you have to value it, again, 60 times as much. So Gemara says, Omer Abaya, Yishino Rebbe Yaisi Haglili, for Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Dover Echad. They're both saying the same thing. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yaisi Haglili both say the same thing. Rabbi Yaisi Haglili Hodi Amorin. That we just said. Rabbi Yaisi Haglili we had before. That he says, you value it to Meshu Yishabai. How much it will be worth later. So Rabbi Yaisi Haglili and Rabbi Yishmael said the same thing. Now, where's this Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanya, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Meitav Sodehu, O Meitav Karma Yishalim, that you have to pay back by Meitav. When you're sure it does damage, when you pay back, you have to pay back for the best of your fields. If you're going to pay for the hezek by karka through fields, as much damage as you did $100 worth of damage. So when you pay back $100 worth of karka, it has to be from the best of your karka. Now, Meitav Sodehu Shal Nizik, O Meitav Karma Shal Nizik, Divi Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Rabbi Yishmael says. That you have to pay back from the best of his fields, of the Nizik. You go back to the Nizik itself, how much his fields, the best of his fields, that's what you have to pay. Yeah. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a no. Rabbi Kiva says, Loibua kosev el ligvoth and izokim in idiots. The Apostle is only teaching us that when you do damage and you have to pay for it, you have to pay from your best. But who has to pay which best? The best of the Mazik, not the best of the Nizik. And Rabbi Kiva holds the Kalvachayim of the Hegdish. How the Kalvachayim of the Hegdish should be the same Malachar also. Then when you go to pay back to Hegdish, you have to pay back from the best of your fields. Now, the light time, don't say, Kravidi Baravin, the way Ravidi Baravin learned Shat over here, like we had before in the first parak. The Yom Ravidi Baravin, he said, what was the case over here? Kagoin Shoch La Ruga Bein Arugas. When your animal ate up in somebody else's field, one row of crop, one row between the crops, and Veloya Dinon, and you do not know which row did he eat up. The guy had a whole big field full of tomatoes. And you understand, there are different types of tomatoes. Some are bigger and fatter, and some are smaller. So your animal ate up one row of tomatoes. But you're not sure if it ate up the big fat row, or if it ate up a small row. So he says, the Yoma that Ravid Ravin said, the Pasuk is teaching us, Kum Shlim Shmeina B'Meitav, that you have to pay back the best field, the best row that the Nizek has right now. That's the way he learned Shan Rabbi Shmuel. That Rabbi Shmuel says that you pay for the meitav of the nizik. He said it means in a case where your animal eats up from the nizik's field and you don't know which type of a row it ate up, you have to pay back the best type of row he has there. That's what Ravid Baravin said. But you should know, really, tohochi loyam rinan, we do not say this pshat. Like the Mar said in the first parak, my timer, why don't we agree to Ravid Baravin? Because in such a case, when your shor ate up one row of tomatoes in his field, and we do not know which row he ate it up, if he ate up the more expensive ones or the cheaper one, so pshita, when you go to pay back, you only have to pay the cheaper price. Why? Because the klal always is, ha-moitzi mechaveri olavaraya. Whenever you want to get money away from me, you have to bring the proof. So here the nizik wants to collect from the mazik to say, your shor ruined my best row of tomatoes. So the mazik has a right to say, but prove it. Who told you? You have no way, Demir. We don't know for sure which row my animal ate up. Maybe he ate the cheaper tomatoes. So in such a case, pshita, yapota, I mean, from the better, you only have to pay the cheaper. So that's not pshat of Rabbi Shmuel, when the pasuk says, v'meitav sedeyu, means v'meitav shal nizik. Elo, what does it mean to say? V'meitav delekamei. It means that you have to pay the best of what will be later. V'meitav delekamei. That's what Rabbi Shmuel means to say. Oh my niya, what does that mean? Ki hechi de solak. How much it will be worth when it's fully grown? In other words, like we learned before in the Beisrek Lili, if your animal eats up now the fruits when they're only half done, so you have to pay for the damage how much these tomatoes will be worth when they're fully grown. Even though right now when you rate it's only half grown, but since if you wouldn't have damaged them, they would have for sure grown to a nice size. So therefore you have to pay them. That's called the matum of the nizik. You have to pay how much the nizik's crops would have been worth if you would have let it stay there. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yisrael Lili both say the same shot. Omar, what did we just say before? That Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu, I am Mishum Rabbi Shimon, he said over the name of his father, Mr. Rabbi Shimon Yudu, he said over the name of his father, Rabbi Shimon. The Medav Omamurim, when was this said? She'ochle lul ve'gefanim. When the animal ate up young, the leaves of the vines, the yechuritainim, or the very young stalks of the figs. But once the grapes that came out already, you can see a grape there. Then you don't pay how much it's worth right now. But rather we see as if these grapes are fully grown already. And you have to pay how much this grape would have been worth. Like your animal ate it up now when it's a young grape. But it has the size, it looks like a grape already. So since it has the name of a grape on it, so we say the damage is how much this grape would have been worth. That's how much you have to pay. So now, Aim a safer, what does the safer say though? Ochla pagim my boiser. If the animal ate up pagim, which is already a nice size of figs, or else a boiser, which is nice size grapes already, who deroy, that means they're very big already, who deroy an oyster and kilo and oven on this litzer? Then we say, even though they're not really fully grown, but it's like more than they have grown already, 3/4 grown. So then you have to pay how much it would have been worth when it's fully grown. Here it's mashmo smodar. But let's say it's smada, let's say it's not 3/4 grown, it's only a little bit grown, then mashma roya noisa kamni yofa vakami yofa. That even though it has the size of a grape already, but a very young grape, then you only pay how much the damage is right now. So what's the theory of the price himself? What is he saying? First he's mashma only when you can't even see the grape yet. Then you pay for now. But once the grape comes out already, even though it's very, very small, you pay how much it will be worth later. And then the end of Smashma, when do you pay what it'll be worth later? Only if it's a nice size grape already. It's like more than half grown already. Then we say you go after what it will be worth later. But if it's a very small grape, then you only say how much it's worth right now. So it's a stira. When do we say you pay the way it's worth now? And when do we say you pay the way it's worth later? So Morin says, Amar Ravina, Korach v'toni. Wrap it together and learn like this. That the Medrash Amurim, when was it says, Bizman shachalul v'gafanim v'chur retainim. When do we say you have to pay how much it's worth right now? When eat the very young or leaves itself, the growth itself. And the young grapes or the young retainim, the young figs. Avlochla smodar, pagin, oi boiser, any type of it is grown, whether it's a little bit more or even more. Albeit a little bit grown already, then Enechanami, Royanoisa Kilo Anovanoim the Lipsar, then we look as if these grapes are fully grown already. We value how much it would have been worth when it's fully grown, and you have to pay for that. Fred Gemorrhage is so, Ihochi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. They're both saying the same thing then. Rabbi Yeshua also says this. Rabbi Yeshua also said you pay the way it's worth later. So what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua was that all the way on top. He says, "Ochlo smoder, eat smoder. You pay how much it will be worth later." So who are then Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, and Rabbi Yeshua saying the same thing? So Mara says, "No, there is a difference. Kochosh gufno. If the gefen itself became kochosh, came weak. For loyim misaim, I don't know which one holds what." So Rashi says, "What? What does kochosh gufni mean? The chay is." Kochash gufno, linkois minatashlumim, mashiachishu hanovim begefanim, im yamdu shom arabtir, shetomin yonkim lachlas agefen. Like this. They're both saying that when your animal ate up these young grapes, you have to pay how much the grapes would have been grown worth when they're fully grown. But lamaisa, they still, you take off a little bit. Because if these grapes really would be fully grown, growing fully, by it growing there, it's going to ruin a little bit the next grapes. Because the more grapes that grow there, it takes the kayach away from the other grapes. So now, lemaisa, your animal ate up those grapes. So they're not growing there. Therefore, the rest of his grapes are going to grow better. So you don't have to pay him exactly how much these grapes would have been worth later if they would have been fully grown. Because then the nitzik is gaining on the deal. Because if these grapes would have been fully grown, then the other grapes wouldn't be so big. The other grapes are so big because these grapes are not here. So therefore, one says we hold from that svara. And therefore, when you pay for how much the grapes will be worth later, not 100% how much it will be worth later. Because when it would have been here later, the other ones wouldn't be so good. So that little difference you have to take away. Who says which one? Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda? He's not sure. Then the Gemara says, Abayu, Abayu says no. Misaymei or Misaymei. I know exactly who holds what. The what? Man tana dechayish dechash gufno. Who holds this svara? That we hold from this svara that you have to take off, because if the grapes really would have been growing there, it would have stopped the other grapes from growing so big. Who holds from that svara? I'll tell you, Avadit Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudi. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudi's svara. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudi, why met? Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Oy neis, eina mishalem es atzar. If a man is man as a girl, and lives with her, so he doesn't have to pay her for the pain. Why not? Because this pain she'll have to have anyway. Like the first time a man lives with her, she has terrible pain. So the man is doing it to her now. But she's still gaining because like this, later when she gets married and lives with her husband, she won't have that pain. So you see, something that you will have later, and I stop it now, we count it. I don't have to pay for that tsar. You see such a small like this. Armula said back to him, no, ain't the dame, it's not alike. Nivola barosa, nivola brionis. No, they still say it's not to pay back tsar. Because there's a much bigger tsar when a man forces the girl or when the husband will live with her. His husband does it, benachas, easy. There's not that much pain even the first time. But here, a man that's forcing her, there's more tsar. So, but I call upon Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, you see this svara. That since what's going to happen later, we count it right now, so we care about what's going to happen later on. Omer Abaye says, Hani Tanoi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Dov Rechid. These other Tanoi and Shimon ben Yehuda all said the same thing. Shimon ben Yehuda, like we just said, he holds in this svara. Hani Tanoi, Mai, what's his other Tanoi? The Tanoi will go like this. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Nochi Chaya, you have to deduct the money you would have paid for the nurse. In the case of Demei Vlodis, when a man hits a pregnant Isha and the kid comes out, so we say, you have to pay the Demei Vlodis. How much the kid is worth, you have to pay the husband. So they hold Rabbi Yosi, but you have to deduct the money he would have had to pay for a nurse. If he would have had the kid, he would have had to pay a nurse. Now you're saving, he doesn't have to pay for the nurse. So that you have to deduct. So you see this svara, that if you would have had it, you would have more expensive, we deduct that. You have to deduct the food. Like if your wife would have been pregnant, you have to feed her more.
So now that you knocked out the kid, you don't have to feed it so much. See, I'm paying you to make vlodas, but I deduct the food she would have eaten. So now, man, the yom nochi chaya deduct the nurse bill. Kol shchein nochi mizanas. Of course, you have to deduct the food. But a man the yom nochi mizanas deduct the food. Avo nochi chaya loy. But he deduct for the nurse that no. The yom loy, because the guy could say, "Issa sadidi, my wife, pekichi, she's a smart girl lady. She can take care of herself. Let me boy chay. She doesn't need a nurse. So therefore, a nurse is not vada. She has to have. Hakol ponim mizanas. That's for sure. She needs. Without food, she can't eat. Can't live." So therefore, since you're going to pay him more money, for sure for that you have to deduct. So you see such a small like this also, we deduct for such a thing. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Ovat Uvda, Kavosad, Rav Nachman. They passed me full like Rav Nachman said that even by Adam Amazik, even when an Adam chopped down the tree, he does not pay for the tree itself, but we value it 60 against 60 connected. Ovat Uvda, Kavosad, Rav Nachman, Mishishim. Lishnachmin, another lush was like this. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brady of Yeshua, Shomu Dikla Agav Ketina the Arya. They value the deck of the palm tree upon a small amount of ground. In other words, not Kneged Shishim, just a small amount of ground right now. Vilchosagados Kavos Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brady of Yeshua, Vedikla the Armoi. We take a paskin like this. That by a deck of Armoi, we paskin how much it's worth right now. No, forget. Particularly, I mean, with our regular deco tree, we pay how much is worth, connected 60 times as much. But, they said, no, you value how much this deco tree is worth right now, particular pasoi, by a Persian deco. So Rashi says, choshevu miyoid, v'nishim efliyatzmoy. A Persian palm tree is very, very expensive.
To know. He holds a Persian palm tree is very, very expensive. Bedikla di amoi, bedikla parsoi, therefore there we value, like Rosh Lakis, like Rosh Gluta said, in itself. Mur says now, Eliezer Ziri, the young Eliezer,